This month on Morning Edition, we're bringing you reports on hometown news, stories that everyone is talking about in one small corner of the country.
Today, we go to Patagonia, Arizona, near the Mexican border. Founded in the 1880s by ranchers and miners, population not quite 900. By last year, the town was down to a single saloon, and latte was becoming increasingly available. Not a problem. And then controversy. A few community leaders took it upon themselves to install 7 Roman columns in Patagonia's park, sunk deep into cement and 12 feet tall, courtesy of a $2,000 beautification grant from Walmart. And that got a lot of people upset. And Mihalik's great-grandfather started out as a rancher in Patagonia, and now she's on a local committee trying to sort out what to do with the columns. Ann Mihalik, hello.
Hi.
To look at, what do you see with Patagonia?
There's not one building that looks the same. You've got a lot of old adobes. You've got wooden-built houses, probably from settlers that migrated from the Midwest. You've got trailers. You've got rural Americana, rural Mexicana, you know, mix here, and it's really great.
You are on a committee, and the committee is addressing the controversy over the columns. How did that come about?
Well, one minute there were no pillars, and the next day there were. So
that would do it.
And it's a very stark, and it was a shock to see them. I think it was very well intentioned, the people that set about putting the columns in. The idea was to grow vines up these columns and place some benches, and you'd have a little shady spot to sit in the park.
So not a bad idea.
Kind of charming, so you can see why they were thinking they're doing a nice thing.
But in fact, when the columns got placed there, what are they? Are they actually ugly, or were they just different, or did they interfere with the view, or what?
They're startling because they look like no other architecture in town. A lot of people feel it's a real eyesore, doesn't fit in with sort of the southwestern Hispanic look of the community that it has now.
You're a native fourth generation.
Mm-hmm.
The controversy, does it break down old-timers versus newcomers?
In reality, I'm finding that it's really a mix. We did a small survey at the post office where everyone goes. There were probably about 100 people that had been interviewed, and out of that, there was, I think, 30-something that, you know, let's live with them, let's do something with them. And the rest were really about getting rid of them.
Well, I have to say, though, putting up a bunch of Roman columns does just scream gentrification.
Well, sure. And that's, of course, why a lot of people go, oh, God, you know, what's this about? What we're trying to do as a committee, though, we all agree that it's important we be judicial. We don't want any hurt feelings here. The idea is to try to come up with a solution that we can all live with.
Why not just take them out?
Well, it may happen, but I think it's going to be a good test for us and how we can negotiate and communicate in this community. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of entertaining in a crazy way, you know. And maybe it's good. It keeps people talking about the pillars instead of each other, you know. But we'll get through it, you know.
Ann Mihalik of Patagonia, Arizona.